see some of these. I gotta figure out how to use these for props somehow.
These are his Reg letters.
Reg letters from DC Org.
The letter Regs in DC.
In January.
They're
trying to get me to come join more.
I am not kidding.
They want me to take some courses, you know, talk about science or survival, you know.
He went into the DC Org. Marty and Bob and I went into the DC Org and he bought a book.
I'm thinking, you know, right, that I'm going to write back to him, you know, and I'm going to say, well, you know, I've been really busy lately. I just sold my business.
Wentz.
I now have enough time
It's the night before the conference begins, and the team is assembled to help put finishing touches on Bob's speech. Constant updates are given to the internet by means of the Scientology chat room.
Carmichael is here with two PRs, Pam Belinsky and another I didn't know.
I'm about to do APAC.
The Scientologist called the police over to the hotel and presented them with negative material about the folks from FACNET.
Given to the police.
Ron Loomis, a Free Stanford police detective, sat down and went over and got an education and cult awareness.
The team also stays in touch with friends.
Charlotte says hi.
Say sorry to show up for me.
I need to tell Jesse hi too.
Yeah. Well,
Flybread, I said hi.
I think your intro has some humor and a little defensive, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Since you have to talk about it, I guess you might as well bring it up right away. May I read it out loud on behalf? Because sometimes when you hear someone else talking,
you say, "Are you going to read it out loud?" Is that what
I'm
going
to read it out loud.
Bob, I want to show you what he's
saying. Plus, if I talk, we don't have to hear Rod giving the IRC his time. That's just so negative. See, look at those guys. Aren't they crazy? Now they're in front of RC, blowing their mind on the negativity and you must go masochists over there. You just love the agony of being attacked by these IRS vermin, or IRC vermin.
Who's Mad Cow?
I don't know. Some guy from Toronto, I think.
Anti-cult and counter-cult. Counter-cult is a lot softer term, right? Because this is one thing that Scientology very much plays on, this whole anti, you know, this
hate. Yeah, we're actually pro-freedom, we're not anti.
Anti, you know, hate group, but pro-freedom.
LA, Toronto, D.C., any others?
I thought I read something that said anti-cult was... You know,
anti-cult's a guy in Sweden.
Like AFF or, you know, a secular group. Charlotte, counter-cult usually refers to like watchmen and religious organizations.
I think it sounds like it's alliteration.
Unless there's some meaning that it has for other people that...
I don't know, we'll
can change the meaning.
I like the alliteration. Yeah, I know, we're in charge of the meaning. Right?
We'll ask tomorrow morning.
See, we can redefine words, that's what Scientology does, right?
You know, I've heard the guys at Wellspring use anti-cult and counter-cult, both. Interchangeably.
Okay.
Yeah, we can ask.
The
we can ask Ron Loomis. Do you want Grady to read it out loud?
Yeah.
If he wants.
Sometimes it's good to hear someone else read it for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good.
And Scientology dislikes the internet. It dislikes FACNET. It dislikes me, and it dislikes this conference. One of the major problems of Scientology is that its special brand of evil dislikes any attempt by anyone to expose the true criminal nature of this pernicious cult. I had a series of meetings with two of the top leaders of Scientology, Mike Rinder, the head of OSA, and Marty Rathbun, the head of RTC, and second in command of Scientology. Without boring you with the details of these meetings, I concluded by the third and last one that communicating on any rational level with these or any other Scientology leaders was impossible. Since these meetings, Scientology has stepped up its attacks on me, but I am not the kind of person who has tended to avoid confrontation.
Yeah.
Another laugh here. Let's put a little smiley in there. Let's see. But what has happened to me is only one example of the many tactics Scientology uses to silence its critics and generally to keep the outside world at bay. It is extremely important to realize that none of us outside the tightly controlled world of Scientology are ever allowed even a glimpse of the true face of Scientology. Most of the personnel are assigned to attend conferences like this one to monitor the activities, report back to their seniors with a list of attendees, and if possible, harass and introvert Scientology critics, many of whom are here tonight. OSA, therefore, is the interfacing entity between the Scientology world and the real world. There is rarely even the slightest ripple in the mirror-still waters of Scientology's slick public image. To listen to any of the OSA operatives here tonight, one would think that they lived in a constant state of happiness and complete fulfillment. However, there is only one way that we can claim.
He's good. Maybe you should give this speech.
There is only one way that we can catch a glimpse of what life in Scientology is really like. Our avenue to this information is via the people who have been there. I decided to seek some of these people out and find out for myself what had happened to them.
Jesse.
This learning effort has required a large dose of introspection on my part and a willingness to empathize and appreciate the emotional devastation that has occurred to people at the hands of Scientology. I have gained incredibly valuable insights from my long discussions with both current and former high-level Scientologists.
I'm here. I'm with it.
Many of these people have become my good friends. They have an insight into the dark side of human nature that it would benefit all of us. Oh, all of us too comprehensive. You did miss a
word. Yeah, we missed a word there.
Jesse, you're okay. Making that stupid screen.
Now, you guys we fuck around with it all week, equals. And then I try it one
we'll
time.
We'll let you see HBO all on tonight, okay? We need to embrace them as equals. They have literally...
No. Start again, because Jesse was a little off to that IRC thing.
Where?
You missed the good part.
Before. Okay.
Just a second.
For my gain incredible...
Yeah, I have gained incredible...
I have gained incredibly valuable insights from my long discussions with both current and former high-level Scientologists. They have seen the face of pure evil. They have a powerful and frightening story to tell, and we must listen to them and understand the true nature of Scientology. Because reincarnation is part of Scientology cosmology, the only hope for escape from Scientology was death. And after they are reincarnated, they would wait a long time and have a chance to see what real life was like for a while before reporting back.
For a while.
I swear to God, I can remember so many
people. That is so fucking amazing.
I know, that's exactly what we said.
You know, I was
having conversations with people.
Get by that, Jesse.
What you do is you get 21 years off.
Right,
and every time you come back, you get 21 years up, and then when you're 21 on your 21st birthday, you have to report back to the sewer. So we'd all sit around going, I'm not going back for you.
Bobby Schaffner, the one that's dead and cut off his finger,
yeah.
He said that he was going to be a race car driver over and over and kill himself to make sure he wouldn't come back when he was
young. Yeah, we all used to try to figure out ways that we wouldn't have to go back.
Jeez. Another woman has told me of the heartbreaking series of abortions they were forced to undergo on orders of senior management. Some of these women have had 4 and 5 abortions and finally escaped when they became pregnant again and could not bear to abort another child. The scars of such experiences can never be erased. They come out of this nightmare terribly disoriented, psychologically and emotionally numb, and with no clear understanding of what has happened to them.
One fact has to be, or should be pointed out in relationship to all of this. Irrespective of everything that you're promised in Scientology, you end up having many times less than what you already had before any prior association. You go in there expecting to achieve certain things. Not only do you not achieve that,
but you get so much worse.
But you lose everything that you had.
You get so much worse.
Firstly, you lose the concept that you're even entitled to the basic civil rights. Basic human rights that everyone born and breathing in America.
You don't even remember that.
It's not like they can go to a family. They can go to a job.
And Jesse,
they can go to an inheritance. They can go to something.
And it's worse than that, too, because it's not just that you lose. Because remember when I finally saw you after so many years and you were driving the van and you were just staring straight ahead and I couldn't figure out what had happened to you? Remember?
Yeah.
And, you know, you lose all your self-respect. You lose any sense of yourself. You don't even know what the hell is going on.
You lose your will to live.
You can't even figure out why you're there. You don't even remember what you're doing. You're totally...
There's no rhyme or reason to life. You're just
at all.
Waiting to fucking die.
I think, you know, let's go back to that part, you know, Jesse's experience in there and incorporate that in some way.
When you go up to a person and say, hey, Scientology is crazy. They've got body thetans, you know, and all this crazy shit, zim you, run away. Well, even though the person may accept that as true, they have nothing to run to. Okay.